Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Mitch Free is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mitch is a new friend. He is the chairman and CEO and the founder of MFG.com, manufacturing.com. And he's a guy who has created an online marketplace where manufacturers can find each other. He's going to talk to us about this industry, about this sector of the marketplace, and how it's doing these days. Mitch Free, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. What is the health of American manufacturing these days, Mitch?
Well, American manufacturing is struggling, and I think that's no secret.
And why? And what are the reasons?
Well, you know, there's a number of reasons, but you know, I'll say that American innovation, product manufacturers are actually doing quite well. It's the underlying support structure where it becomes, you know, involves a lot of high labor content.
Yeah. You're talking about the component manufacturing?
About the component. The component manufacturing is what? It's struggling.
Because if you can farm something out in 2009, you can farm it out anywhere on the globe.
That's exactly right. You know, I mean, it's a very global, we're in a very global ecosystem today, and it's easy to find people all over the world that are they're specialists, and whether they be down the street or the other side of the globe.
I heard a guy talk one time about trying to compete for a manufacturing bid, and the company that got the bid, and I don't remember where they were, if they were in Indonesia or Vietnam or China or where, but they were somewhere over there, and he said that their bid came in at roughly his payroll cost.
Well, that certainly happens on the manufacturing of certain.
He just threw up his hands.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly does happen. You know, and
but you can't blame the company for accepting that if the product is good, and most of the time the product is good, isn't it? That's the difference these days, isn't it?
That's exactly it. You know, in commodity manufacturing, you know, where labor is the differentiator, we're not going to compete. We've got to compete, you know, more with technology.
And specialty areas.
And specialty areas, absolutely.
But
don't try to compete with cheap labor.
But you know what, Mitch, over the last decade, this decade, I've met a lot of small business owners in the different places that I've gone, and I always, you know, if they're not right there at the event that I'm at, I seek them out. And I continue to run into more and more small business manufacturers. And I don't just mean people who are still hanging on from the last century. I'm talking about manufacturing startups. What are you finding out there?
Yeah, I think people that have figured out how to play and take advantage of this global economy are doing quite well. These are people that have figured out a niche. I mean, figured out how to be different. Because in today's market, if you're not different, you better be cheap. Right.
Right.
And so I think, you know, there are a lot of really smart people that are figuring out that differentiation and how and they're actually taking projects, you know, local manufacturing projects, but then they actually manage the subcontracting wherever it needs to be to you know, whether it be to South America or to Asia or Eastern Europe, and then they act as the consolidator that assembles everything and makes certain components in America.
Right.
So that it's, you know, so they're actually making money on that arbitrage.
But the thing that I think is important, and some people lose sight of, is the fact that globalization doesn't cost jobs; it creates jobs.
It absolutely does.
It creates jobs in the other country. It creates jobs here. For example, I interviewed a guy last week who's in the garment business. Currently, all of his garments are made in the United States, but he knows that as he scales his business up, he will not be able to compete on an increased scale basis with American labor. And so he already knows he's going to have to go overseas, but his alternative is to not survive. And for the jobs that he would have here in America, not to happen, or nor to provide jobs in other countries. So globalization, when you take, when you back up and take the long view, globalization creates jobs on two continents instead of just one.
It absolutely
or none.
It absolutely does. I mean, it creates jobs around design, a job or jobs around, you know, sales, marketing, the supply chain, logistics. You know, everything from the workers at the dock that receive the ships.
Right.
It creates jobs, and it creates a higher caliber of jobs that, quite frankly, a lot of Americans, you know, don't want those lower. They don't want to be working in a factory.
That's right.
Sewing things by hand.
Right. That's exactly right. So these are things that are happening right now. I also met another guy, Mitch, who started his company. And had to go overseas to get a main component made, and he did, and he grew his business, and now he's got like 40 employees. And he told me at the time, he said, but I've now figured out a way to bring those manufacturing jobs back here to the United States. Mm-hmm. So he did the reverse of what the other guy did, but if he hadn't had the outsource capability, he would never have been able to have launched his company.
Yeah, that's right. Now, one of the things I see there, speaking about that, is people get really excited about low-cost country sourcing and the low cost of labor and everything. And I see this a lot on MFG.com because it's a platform that connects, you know, manufacturers and people who want to have products manufactured all over the globe. So we see people get really excited about the low cost of another country. And what they forget about is what we call total landed cost.
Okay.
Right? That involves tariffs. That involves shipping, customs, duties, everything that it takes to get it from wherever you're having it manufactured. Maybe you have to go visit there a couple of times. And once you do that total landed cost analysis, sometimes it's not nearly as cost effective as you think it is.
Exactly, and so that's the point that you're making. And of course, now on your website, do you help them understand total landed cost?
We do, actually. We help them understand that total landed cost because we know the different parties that are providing quotes. So if someone has something they've designed and they've got plastic molding components as part of it, and they source those plastic molded components, and they'll probably get quotes wherever they want them from. But some will be, you know, down the street, some will be the other side of the world. So we try to help them in our system figure out what all the different pieces of that supply chain are going to be to normalize.
And that's MFG.com.
MFG.com.
MFG.com, so check that out. Mitch Free and I will be right back. When we come back, I want to ask Mitch to help small business owners find determine the best way to find the parts that they need for their process. Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you want to come and hang out with us, just show up and we'll let you come in and read and listen and ask questions and get answers. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. Right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. So check it out. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, if you like that, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mitch Free is our guest, folks. Mitch is the chairman, CEO, and founder of MFG.com, which is now a global company, right, Mitch?
That's right.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is a great entrepreneurial story. Tell the audience about it. I think they're going to kick out of this.
Yeah. I mean, my background was in manufacturing. I started off, you know, unloading steel off of trucks, and I was always fascinated with technology as I was running computer equipment, etc. And so I loved manufacturing, loved technology. And fast forward a few years, in 1999, I heard a commercial on the radio for LendingTree.com. Request your mortgage and let lenders compete. And I was like, Eureka, somebody should do that for the manufacturing industry.
Right.
And I went home and over the weekend, a long weekend, I wrote the first version and sort of put it out there to a lot of friends that I had and people in manufacturing,
right.
and lo and behold, people started using it, and sourcing everything from machined components to plastic molded components.
How about used stuff? You broker used stuff?
Well, it's actually, no, not really. It's actually just
original stuff.
So it's the manufacturer. I mean, if somebody has a drawing or a product they want to create, that's what they use MFG.com for.
Very interesting. And so what a great entrepreneurial story, ladies and gentlemen. He found his niche, and you can too. There are niches of niches out there these days, aren't there, Mitch?
Oh, absolutely there are. Today is a great time to be. Today is a great time to be an entrepreneur.
It's an exciting time, but you better have your PF Flyers on, hadn't you?
you better have
your tennis shoes on, ready to run, right?
Yeah, you know what? I never thought about myself as being an entrepreneur as I went through my career, and then that idea hit me. And I think there was no way I could have ever just said, well, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, and here's my idea.
Right.
It had to
grab you, didn't it?
It had to grab me, and I wasn't prepared at all, but I jumped.
Well,
off.
See, that's to tell you the truth, that's the best kind, because the kind that you force, they're not so good.
Yeah, there's no way you can.
That's tough. You can make it happen, but it's not as easy. Now, the best kind are the kind that just sort of wash over you. They sort of grab you and say, "Hey, you're mine, Mitch. Mm-hmm. You know, I own you now." That idea says, "I own you now, Mitch."
That's right. I think we're all uniquely prepared for something in our life.
Yeah.
And we have to be ready when that opportunity comes along for what it is we're uniquely prepared for. In my case, I wondered, you know, why had I had this career of manufacturing and technology, and I had the opportunity to do some global stuff, and then I couldn't even predict this thing called the internet coming along and a need for a market.
If you'd have tried to do this in '89, you'd have failed.
That's right. Had I had the idea a few years later, I would have been too late.
You would have been too late. Exactly. You would have been too late to the party. Let's get back. Now, MFG.com is the website, and I encourage you to go there, folks, and check it out. So, talk to my small business audience about how to get the component parts if they're thinking about manufacturing something. Maybe they're an inventor. Of course, I tell inventors they ought to make, you know, they really ought to license their product and or their idea and go invent something else rather than try to invent it and take it. I mean, make it and take it to the marketplace. What do you think?
Well, I think there's certainly if manufacturing and bringing product and all the supply chain and logistics along with it is not something that you enjoy doing and are passionate about, then you should not do it.
Or have the ability to do it.
And the capital to do. That's right. Then you should get someone that is an expert at doing that to do it. Absolutely. I totally agree with your advice there. So for those companies that do manufacture, MFG.com makes it really very simple. People come on, they register as a buyer member, they create a request for quote, they upload their drawings or technical specifications, and that matches up to suppliers all around the world, instantly, that have the right equipment, expertise, and capacity. It's potential suppliers they never could have found. And then they get quotes, price quotes, online.
Are any of your subscribers surprised? Do they ever get surprised that the winning bid comes from the United States?
I wouldn't say they're necessarily surprised, but I think
it happens, though, doesn't it?
It happens all the time because
it
happens all the time. Yes, it does.
Tell us what happens all the time. I want people to hear this.
The winning manufacturer that wins the project, wins the quote, is in the United States.
And competing against other countries.
And there's a number of reasons that happens. And one is when you start calculating this total landed cost, you realize there's a real value to having someone close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're in a product cycle where there's going to be iterations.
Right.
Then it's better to have someone close that you can go sit down and iterate with.
And more people want there are two sectors to the economy these days. Mitch, you know this. There's the mass sector and there's the customized sector.
Oh, that's exactly where I was heading with this. You're exactly right, because we're a society now that likes customization, and also we're in a very uncertain economy.
Right.
So people like to be able to scale capacity.
They want that flexibility, don't they?
Bingo.
Hey, Mitch, I got to wrap it up, but this is fascinating. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to.
We got a lot more to talk about. You got a lot more to teach us.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Mitch Free, ladies and gentlemen, MFG.com. Wasn't that a great visit? I really enjoyed it. We'll do some more of that with Mitch real soon. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back, I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.